listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Aussie F1 Golden Boy Oscar Piastri starts fifth on the grid for this afternoon's Australian Grand Prix, while Dan Ricciardo starting second last in the back row. Triple world champ Max Verstappen has pole alongside Carlos Sainz, who's racing again only 2 weeks after having abdominal surgery. And Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton will start outside the top 10, his worst qualifying position at the Australian Grand Prix since 2010. Economists are warning there's no relief on the way for household budgets as pressure mounts on the federal government to introduce more cost of living measures. Thousands will get tax cuts in July, but AMP chief economist Shane Oliver has told Nine it's not enough.
A significant group of Australian households who are still struggling here, and there's probably no relief for some time to come.
The death toll from a Moscow concert hall attack by Islamic State militants has risen to 133 overnight. Gunmen opened fire on civilians before the concert, causing a stampede and many injuries. The attack's the deadliest in Russia since 2004. So far, authorities have made 11 arrests. New home construction and major government projects will go at a snail's pace in coming years unless Australia can find an extra 500,000 tradies. That's the warning coming from Master Builders Association. And Tasmanians appear to have elected a hung parliament, leaving the Liberals to negotiate with minor parties and independents to form government now. State election was called more than a year early after the Libs fell into minority because two MPs defected to the crossbench.